This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you on a historic day here in New England. We're broadcasting this program from the our beautiful LRN.FM studios in Keene, New Hampshire. Unfortunately, the history was not made by New Hampshire today. The history was made by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Common it is.
Not particularly a freedom-oriented place in general.
It's the birthplace of freedom. Birthplace of liberty.
Well, it didn't last very long.
Now it's known as Texachusetts.
By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Vincent.
And Mark.
And what they did was a couple of years ago now, actually, 2016, the election, there was a ballot measure to legalize cannabis for recreational purposes there in Massachusetts. Maine also had one, but I don't think their doors are open yet at any Maine dispensaries for recreational. So today was the first legal day for recreational cannabis sales in the state of Massachusetts.
And New England.
Well, right, and all of New England by default. In fact, everything east of the Mississippi, I believe, Massachusetts is the first recreational sales now happening state. Because there's other areas that it's been legalized. So Vermont, it's legal there. You can grow it. You can smoke it. You can possess it. I don't know what the amounts are offhand.
But you can't sell it.
Up to X amounts. In Maine, you can also, you can also grow and possess, I believe. The sales is coming, but it's not there yet. Vermont does not have a system yet for any kind of legal sales, but you can give it away. And again, you can possess and you can grow. So Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C., Michigan, I believe, just legalized it this year, if I recall correctly, at the ballot.
So, it's coming quick. The states that want this revenue need to start now.
Right. I was just naming east of the Mississippi, then west of the Mississippi. I'm going by memory here, so correct me if I'm missing one. West of the Mississippi, Colorado, Washington, those were the first two in the United States. California now, Nevada, and I believe... Didn't Alaska do
Alaska?
It?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say.
Yeah. So
the entire West Coast.
I believe Guam as well. And I don't know what the mix is out there as far as where their recreational sales are. I know that California and Alaska and Nevada were a little late to the game, so I'm not sure what their status is. But if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to. It's a historic day here for the East Coast with Massachusetts opening up two stores. Not the state, by the way. These are privately run stores. And one of them...
Yeah, we forgot to mention the entire country of Canada.
Well, yeah, I was talking about the United States.
I know, but it's worth mentioning.
But yes, just within weeks, it was the entire country of Canada, although there's a bit of a patchwork there as well with each different area in the province
and territory.
And territory having different rules as far as age, as far as who's able to sell it. In some areas, it's the government that actually has it in their stores. In some areas, they actually are allowing private dealers. So in Massachusetts, they do have private companies offering these things. And the way they rolled it out, or they are rolling it out, is they're allowing the existing medical distributors, because they've had medical now for several years in Massachusetts. So they're allowing the medical facilities to be the first to go into recreational. So they get that kind of favor, basically, because they get to call, they get in early, they get to charge the maximum amount you'll probably ever see charged legally,
right?
For
big
cannabis
profits.
Right, big profits, and I imagine prices are going to come down as more stores start to open up. There are already a handful more that I saw a news report tonight saying that are going to be coming soon. So, you know, within a year or so, you're going to see even more of these stores sprouting up across Massachusetts. I imagine Maine will be coming shortly thereafter, and who knows which other states will be going soon. But I wanted to share this report here from WHDH-TV out of Boston. You know, I went there today, and of course I brought my video camera with me, and I thought, you know, it would be fun to ask people in line some questions. You know, did you think this was going to happen in your lifetime? Were you a marijuana user before today? You know, did we find somebody in that line of hundreds of people waiting outside this place who has actually never smoked cannabis? But
it seems unlikely.
It was not a particularly good day as far as weather was concerned. It was freezing cold and raining slash slightly snowing at the same time.
Nobody wanted to hang out and answer your questions?
No. I didn't want to get my camera out. I don't have any kind of, like weather protectant.
It's called a plastic bag with a hole cut for
blends. Yeah, I don't have that. So I was not prepared for that. And so basically we just stood and hung out in the line and, we got there. Daryl went down with me and Jackie and also a gentleman named Bob from this area. So we had a nice little carpool of activists from the Keene area who went down. And we got there at about 7:10 in the morning, so left Keene at around 6 a.m.
That's pretty serious business.
Yep. Well,
to get you to wake up that early.
Huh?
Well, no, just knowing you're getting up that early.
Yeah, I mean, I don't generally like to get up that early, but if I've got something to do, then I will get up and I'll get out of bed. And I have, and I didn't even, I have not taken a nap today and relatively lucid, all things considered. But, so, you know, drove down there bright and early before the sun even came up, here. And when we got there, I'm going to say there were 200 people ahead of us in the line. And the reason I know
Stoners
that.
Stoners up at seven?
Huh?
Stoners up at seven?
Yeah. Believe it or not, some of them are actually responsible, Mark. These are probably people who had to work at some point in the day and, you know, figured they'd get it done in the morning and go to work in the afternoon or whatever. Who knows what their reasons were for being there. But everybody was relatively, you know, in good spirits despite the nasty weather. It was, you know, kind of one of those Black Friday style lines where people are kind of just, you know, getting to know one another a little bit and hanging out and talking about things.
That's your first Black Friday line?
No, this wasn't Black Friday, Mark. It's Tuesday.
I understand. Is that the first time you've done
no,
something
No, how
like
would
that?
I compare it to something I haven't done?
I'm asking you if you've been to Black Friday.
Yes, I've done Black Friday more than once.
Okay. Well, I see you should compare it to, like, when the Phantom Menace first opened. Because, like, you know, all the people were all the fans of the same thing compared to, like, Black Friday when people riot and trample
each
other.
That's a good point. I mean, the rioting and the trampling on Black Friday is fairly pronounced due to the news media. It's not that common in real life. I mean, you don't generally see that kind of behavior. I mean, the odds are if you go to a Black Friday, you're probably not going to see a fight. You're not going to see anybody push somebody down and get trampled. That just, it's so rare. The reason why, it, you know, they're showing you it on the media is because it's a rare event. But regardless, so some people are calling it Green Tuesday today here in Massachusetts. And so we waited. I would say, again, we got there at 7:10. The store opened at 8:00. So we got there a solid, you know, almost an hour before they opened up the doors.
Okay.
And it took, after they opened the doors, it took about two-ish hours, about just over 2 hours for us to get from where we were, which was sort of like, I don't know how to describe it. We were like basically across the parking lot. People were lined up around the block on this thing. And so we weren't quite, not even halfway around the block. So we got there, I think, at a decent time. Apparently, there was one guy who got there at 12 in the morning, and his intention was to be the first person who legally purchased cannabis. And I think
good for him.
Yeah, I think they're going to interview him in this piece here over at WHDH-TV.
Mark up the sales.
It's historic for the city, and it's a historic moment for the Commonwealth.
Now, you gotta love it when mainstream media is using, like, titles like Spark Up the Sales.
Yeah.
Now it's cool. Now it's cute.
They have a green frame.
Yeah, sure. And there was another one earlier that was something about buds, you know, getting your buds or something. It's just, I forget what it was, but, you know, this sort of cutesy, marijuana, everything's cool now.
People were going to jail yesterday.
Right, yeah. Not just a matter of years ago, this was a thing that would, you know, ruin somebody's life, purportedly. And now it's like,
Al, how about that weather?
Yeah.
69, I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Massachusetts is lining up for this marijuana milestone.
And did you hear the exhaling breath? There was an exhaled breath of smoke that just breezed past the logo for the marijuana milestone.
Funny.
They're really doing it up here at WHU.
Yeah, well, that's because the producer's ahead. This is the reason.
The producer's a pothead?
Yeah.
Well, there's a good chance of it, yeah.
I think it shows how also controlled the media is, that the narrative could shift in like a day, right? Now we're at war with East Asia compared to yesterday it was Eurasia. It's just... It's just narrative shift, you know.
Your calls and thoughts are welcome, whether it's on cannabis legalization. Day number one in Massachusetts. Lines around the block in the middle of a pretty nasty day as far as weather was concerned. People came out anyway. This is Free Talk Live. We'll continue coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Just dial in toll-free to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE on Green Tuesday, the very first day of legal recreational cannabis sales in Massachusetts. I was there for the opening of this thing. I wasn't the first through the door. They let the mayor, actually, of Northampton come in there first.
That's funny.
And I think they've got an interview with him here at WHDH, and he made a symbolic purchase as the first purchaser there in Northampton. So that's kind of cool for a politician to do that, although I doubt he led the charge to to legalize it, as many politicians have jumped on board the bandwagon on this in a big way, acting like, oh, yeah, this is... I've always been interested in marijuana. I've just voted against it my entire life.
Right.
Until now.
It's amazing to see how many of these Republican politicians are ending up on boards of these marijuana companies.
Indeed. All right. So, and that's not just Republicans. Democrats have also been against legalization, yes, in many cases,
sure,
as well. And one thing that there was one disappointment, I would say, today, and that is that the facility that it's called NETA, or N-E-T-A, New England... I should have looked this up. Anyway, NETA, Netacare, is the facility, and they don't take cryptocurrency, at least not yet.
Well, they're not in New Hampshire.
No, that's true. But I did ask them about it, and if they wanted to take crypto, all they'd have to do is go and sign up over at anypay.global. It's super easy to do that if you are a retailer of whatever it is that you retail. Whether it's a completely legal product or one that in some states might still be questionable, anypay.global can help you accept cryptocurrency for your purchases. And whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's Dash or Zen, there are several choices as far as cryptos that you can accept through AnyPay. That's anypay.global. You just create your username and password. You put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the setup page and then load the app up on your point-of-sale device. It is that simple. That's how fast you can be accepting crypto, like within moments of getting signed up. It's pretty awesome. And it's free for the merchants. So anypay.global. As we continue here with WHDH7 out of Boston, reporting on what happened today in Northampton and the other location, Leicester. It's one of those weirdly spelled and strangely pronounced Massachusetts names, L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. It's not as bad as Worcester.
Yeah.
But we were all trying to figure out how it was pronounced when we were driving today.
Worcester, which is spelled Worcester.
Right. It looks like Leicester or Leicester or something like that, but it's actually apparently just Leicester.
Just Leicester.
In Massachusetts. So here's the story from WHDH.
Made in Massachusetts with two recreational pot shops opening today. These are the first on the East Coast.
Thousands of people lined up to be among the very first customers. Now we're learning the shop in Leicester is no longer letting people get in line. So we have Team 7 coverage here at 6 o'clock, from the long lines outside to the stores to what's next for recreational marijuana. Let's cover it all. Jonathan Hall begins us off in Leicester live. John?
They've had, by the way, I've watched a few of these different packages they put together. This is the third different package,
yep,
on the same link. So when I linked this earlier from the Free Talk Live Twitter and Mastodon, it had a completely different video on this page, one that actually featured me. The first one had me being interviewed, and I don't know if this one will. I don't think it does.
Adam, we're sure going to try. We've heard about the bad lettuce. Well, here's another leafy substance that these folks say is safe. Cultivate is the store that is open now in Leicester selling marijuana. Price is high, sometimes double what people are used to paying. But
yep,
for cannabis lovers who have earned to shake off the stigma of being a smoker of marijuana, this feels like a national holiday.
Yeah, I'll comment on the prices here briefly as well.
Yeah, that's something I'm pretty interested in. And also, yeah, go ahead.
Well, Jackie, if you could hand me that list on your left over there, the price list from earlier today. So the prices were, the news reporter's accurate. They were, I would say, 50 to 100% more than what you would probably pay on the black market.
So other than this being sort of a prime, the first day that you could buy marijuana legally east of the Mississippi in the United States, is there any good reason to go to one of these stores or just have it delivered to your house by your local pot dealer?
Well, I mean, if you've already got a reliable black market dealer, then there's not really any reason to go to one of these stores besides the fact that
the THC gummy bears.
Have rare things like actual manufactured edibles, right? It has like the dosages listed. It has wax concentrate that's not made out of butane or whatever. I think it's like obviously for flower, it seems like a waste of time to go there compared to a dealer who could grow it anywhere.
But cannabis flowers, by the way, the rates here. So quarter ounce of cannabis flowers, $100. Which there's not even a discount there between the eighth of an ounce and the quarter ounce. The eighth of an ounce is $50. Quarter ounce is $100. Half ounce, $175. Full ounce is $300. Now that's the maximum that you can own legally as an individual in Massachusetts. Is
$300
full
for OZ,
ounce.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean,
better be some good weed.
It is certainly going to be good weed. I mean, there's no doubt that this is quality product. And eventually these prices are going to down. I should add, these are the medical prices that I just read to you. The actual end cost is 20% higher. It's 20% higher. So. Okay. $300 would actually be $360 after the $60 tax is added in there. And there's a few different taxes. I happen to have a receipt here that somebody just randomly handed me. I wouldn't admit to purchasing anything and taking it across federal boundaries. But somebody handed me this receipt, and this was a $70 purchase. Local marijuana tax, $2.10. So that's going to the city of Northampton. Sales tax, $4.38. Marijuana excise tax, $7.53.
Keeps going.
Your total tax on a $70 purchase of what appears to be 5-pack of pre-rolled joints, that is a $14 total tax on that. So the government of Massachusetts is going to be very, very happy when the sales numbers are totaled up for today. And to get back to your question, Vincent, if you've got a good dealer, what's the motivation to go here? Yeah, it's definitely the fact that you have a larger choice. You have a larger range of options. Everything, of course, from various different types of marijuana flower, of indica and sativa varieties, half a dozen, maybe close to a dozen different edible products, everything from they got gems and chews and chocolate bars and nuggets. Now, there's a few products that are reserved only for medical patients for some reason. So you cannot buy a brownie as a recreational patient, at least at this place. There's another store over in the Boston area. So we went to the one in Northampton, which is on the kind of the west side of the state. So I don't know what the Boston area store is carrying. Pre-rolled joints. So for people that don't want to do the work of the joints, there's shatter and wax, which are the products that you can put into a vaporizer and the very, very high THC products. And 1 gram of those is retailing for $60 and $50 respectively. So if you were to go on the darknet,
all this stuff's new to me.
If you were to go on the darknet, for instance, you might be able to get those same products for $20 or $30 less per gram. As far as flowers are concerned, pretty much anywhere on the black market, you're going to get a better price. Any dealer basically is going to give you a better deal than the store. But, there's something to the experience of being able to go and purchase a thing that has forever in our lifetimes been illegal. And to experience what it's like in an actual, not free market, but an actual market that's not a black market. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump submitted written answers to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the ongoing Russia investigation. Before leaving the White House, the president also took some time to address a story that Ivanka Trump used a personal email to send messages to White House aides and other cabinet officials. Before leaving the White House, the president also addresses a Washington Post story that says Ivanka Trump used a personal email to send messages to White House staffers and cabinet officials. The president says this is nowhere near like what happened with Hillary Clinton.
There was no deleting like Hillary Clinton did. There was no service in the basement like Hillary Clinton had. You're talking about all fake news.
The FDA is telling folks not to eat romaine lettuce as a result of a multi-state E. coli outbreak. That's any romaine lettuce. Throw it out, they're saying. And also, the Dow lost 550 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here, it's 855-450-FREE. Were you in Massachusetts today, and did you experience the grand opening of, well, two places that were technically already open? They're medical facilities, but their grand opening as recreational cannabis distribution facilities in Massachusetts. The first day of this, of any legal recreational sales of cannabis east of the Mississippi. So this was a pretty momentous day for the process of legalization.
Colorado yawns.
And as one man put it in his interview at WHDH, he's been waiting for this his entire life. He's 69 years old, and he's been waiting for this day his entire life, a Vietnam veteran. And, of course, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, and I do want to let you know about the Blink motion-activated HD camera system. This is a way for you to protect your property and your family over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Motion-activated HD quality wireless cameras, wireless meaning they're super easy to get set up because you don't have to run a bunch of wires everywhere, which is an incredibly time-consuming and annoying and costly process. Why not do it wirelessly with Blink? Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 if you want. blinkprotect.com/FTL. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Once again, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Got the report here from WHDH, the television station out of Boston. And as I was pointing out, that they've been doing these reports all day. They had reporters on the scene bright and early. They were there before, you know, we got there. Had all their news trucks set up, multiple news organizations from around the region, you know, Boston all the way to Western Massachusetts were present and reporting live. So this is HDH's coverage here that continues. And they're reporting out of the other location first, which is Leicester, Mass., which is close to Boston.
They lined up in Leicester, waiting for hours.
You feel like you're part of something big here?
Oh, this is cool. Tons of people out here. Can't believe how many people out here. The traffic, the crowds, it's awesome.
Waiting to buy weed at a high retail price.
Hi, Mom. Remember all those times you busted me?
Funny. And he gives the thumbs up. Now, there is something that I did notice, that it seems like the majority, like the super majority of the customers today were male. Now, I don't know why that is.
It's the gender more likely to take risks?
Could be, but what's the risk? Being seen by your boss?
You're looking at it logically. I don't know. Perhaps that's one of them.
I don't know. If you're a lady out there and you wouldn't have gone on opening day, I'd be curious to know why. There were a handful of ladies out there, but I would say probably no more than 30% of the group.
With 20% tax.
Sounds like a Libertarian Party meeting.
It's added on, and they seemed happy to pay it. This guy drove in from Framingham.
What are you doing way out here?
This guy.
Oh, I'm going to smoke.
You like it?
Yeah. I'm going to get high. Yeah. Hey, shout out to my girlfriend. Yo, I'm here. Woo!
The very first customer in Army National.
That's an archetype. That's stereotype,
Yeah, they cut me out to put him into this.
Well,
they're
right to do it.
Guard veteran wounded in Iraq. Stephen Mandley says he temporarily lost his VA benefits when he began advocating for the legalization of marijuana.
It's kind of like completing something where I started advocating for cannabis 3 years ago. Kind of like vindication of following this all the way through and doing it, even though, you know, VA policy and stuff was telling me that I'm wrong and I shouldn't be doing this.
By 2:30, new customers were being turned.
That was, by the way, their first customer. So they he was previously a medical patient there and then came in to be their sort of kickoff customer.
He waited many hours to do that, too.
Yeah.
Turned away from the line, even though closing was planned for 8 p.m. Cultivate's president calls this day historic. The payoff for him?
The big thing is seeing everybody come in, seeing everybody's faces and how happy they are to see this moment finally arrive.
Not to mention the oodles and oodles of cash money coming in as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
They were making money hand over fist. And that's great. I think it's wonderful.
They're making so much money, they limited the amount of stuff you could buy so that they could get other people in.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah.
They had to. They were already running out. I mean, it took, like I said, we got there at 7:10. And by the time we got in there, they were already out of a handful of items at that point.
I wonder if they run low, do they call a weed dealer?
I doubt that. There's a bunch of, like, stupid regulations as far as you have to have tracking. I haven't looked at Massachusetts, Mark, but I suspect they've, you know, used boilerplate and copied over some of the other state laws. There's usually, like, some kind of tracking RFID tag that each plant has to have.
Jeez.
There's like a whole ridiculous system where they're trying to keep a track on all of the different marijuana that's being grown and sold. It's obviously something that product can leak out of, but I don't know how easy it is to leak product into that system.
No parking here except for the disabled. You can see that bus kind of behind the Cultivate sign. People are being shuttled in, and Cultivate expects about 2,000 people at least will have purchased marijuana here by 8 o'clock when they close. We're live in Leicester. I'm Jonathan Hall, 7 News.
So this place in Leicester, actually, at about 2:30 this afternoon, there was a news report saying they told people no more. We're not going to take any new customers. And what they had been doing was, he mentioned they were bussing them in. So they had there was a greenhouse that's not part of this operation. It's another company that they'd contracted with for parking space half a mile down the road, and said, look, go park at this place. We'll bus you over to the facility. So there was the line at the facility. And then there was also a line at the greenhouse parking lot of people waiting to get on the shuttle bus.
Jeez.
So there were two lines. So they told the people at one point this afternoon, 6 hours before they closed, saying, we're cutting off the line in the parking lot Do not get in line. If you're here by now, you're going to get in. If you're here after now, you're not going to make it in today.
Tough cookies.
So don't even stay.
Tough marijuana cookies.
Yeah. So that's what happened out in Leicester.
So this huge turnout today. Long lines at both stores as people wait to legally buy recreational marijuana. The long wait definitely didn't turn people away from purchasing pot. Neither did the rain. In fact, some had to be shuttled to the shop in Leicester from another parking lot. 7's Justin Doherty live with more on that.
And you mentioned the shuttling. This is one of those vans that people have actually had to get into to be taken to the dispensary and now taken back, because this parking lot, it may be closed off now to new customers, but all the cars still remain, and no one expected a crowd like this.
Sorry.
Parties of pot enthusiasts packed
into
the shuttle.
You went rather early for this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I totally expected a large crowd. It actually was smaller than I thought it was going to be.
How many people was it?
Well, as I said, when I got up there to the line at about 7:10, let me see if I can explain this. So you got the parking lot in front of the building, relatively small lot, but around this parking lot is the sidewalk, and so we were at the very end of like the second leg of the side of the sidewalk. So like there was the first side, then there was the second side. So we were sort of like on the front, across from the front of the building. And so the reason I have a number as far as an estimate is concerned, because when we got up through about not quite halfway through our distance that we had to get to the front door, some guy started walking by and counting people. So I asked him, you know, at what point when he reached me, and he was about 150. So I would say we started at about 200 people back. Yeah. And it took about 2 hours since they opened the doors. So, again, we got there at 7:10, but they opened at 8, and we got in at about 10 a.m., just after 10 a.m. So it took about 2 hours for them to get through that first couple hundred customers. It was a pretty efficient process. I mean, all things considered, you know, you can only have so many clerks in a space, and they had a bunch of clerks and a bunch of stations, and they moved people through very quickly once they got them inside, because it was one of those kind of like coffee shop style things where, you know, you knew what the menu was, you had your order ready by the time you got to the person at the register. So, you know, going on here.
Vans, after waiting in the rain and cold for hours.
Just want to make history. First time available to do that.
Just decided, well, we'll see what it's all about. And it's legal, so let's try it.
Customers first coming down the road from the dispensary to park their cars
at
Everlast Nursery. The owners here, happy to help.
No, I think she was just trying the legal weed.
I see.
More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More from the first day of legal recreational cannabis sales in all of the eastern side of the United States. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort
and joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play. Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech. Laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. By the way, coming up tonight, we're going to do something a little bit special. We're doing our very first ever Twitch-only stream. So we've been broadcasting on Twitch, which is a video streaming service. We've been doing our regular radio show hours, 7 to 10 Eastern, every single night on Twitch. And we've been doing that now since January, so it's been almost an entire year. And we've actually yet to do something special to Twitch only. And so, Vincent, you and I were talking during your show, questioning authority, I think it was 2 weeks ago. And we were talking about, you know, we ought to do this. I've been kind of teasing around in my head of the idea of doing this. Like, let's just do this. We'll do it this coming Tuesday.
Suddenly it seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that tonight. It's going to be after our radio show ends. We're going to go for at least an hour. We've committed to doing an hour after the show, which, of course, means we won't have any commercial breaks because we're not going to be on the radio. And so basically the format of the show will still be open phones, meaning that we'll still take calls. We won't have our toll-free numbers, but we'll have our Discord call-in lines, and we'll have a local 603 number.
I'll bet you some people use cuss words.
It would be allowed, actually. There would be no FCC censors will be in the house tonight after 10 o'clock Eastern on our Twitch stream. If you're not yet following, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can do that there. We will take a short break after our radio show's done and come back right
to get things set up
within just a few moments. There's not much to set up, but, you know, bathroom break or whatever. So stick with us on the Twitch feed. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. There's a Twitch app you can download as well. If you're not able to watch, you can always listen as well. The Twitch app has a audio only version. So if you prefer to conserve a little bit of bandwidth and still hear what happens, you can do that as well. But because it'll be Twitch only, we'll be able to pay full attention to the Twitch chat room. And we're not even going to be on LRN.FM. We will not be on YouTube. This is just going to be Twitch. So give people a reason to go and check that out if they haven't yet done so, twitch.lrn.fm. Starts tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As we continue here, Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio, as I'm just kind of doing a recap, playing back the audio from WHDH's latest report from Green Tuesday, as two different locations in the state of Massachusetts, or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, have opened up as of today for recreational cannabis sales. It's a historic day, and I thought HDH did a good job of covering it, and I didn't do any coverage because it was raining and I just didn't have the equipment for it. But let's go on here with their reporting from a parking lot where people were shuttling over from a greenhouse parking lot, or I guess a garden shop kind of place where they had plenty of parking. The lot, by the way, filled up today. So they could hold 140 cars. It filled by midpoint this afternoon.
Gives you some idea how many people were there?
Yeah, there were a ton of people there.
Help out. They're new neighbors.
They're great neighbors.
This is the owner of the garden center.
The whole event is incredible. It reminds me of Woodstock.
From here, the shuttle van drivers load up as many as 16 people to take them to shop. One driver told us he's taken at least 70 round trips throughout the day.
It's awesome when I see these happy faces. They don't even care about the snow. They have traveled like 1-2 hours.
The amount of people exceeding expectations for everyone involved in this joint effort.
It obviously does put a stress on our resources, but we're committed to making this work. We'll have offices here as long as they're needed.
I anticipated a lot of people, but I guess I didn't expect an insane amount of people.
Well, the cops did, at least from my observation, they tended to stand back. They tended to be smiling. They weren't, you know, they didn't seem to be intimidating.
Yeah,
they didn't seem to be intimidating. I think if somebody had openly consumed in front of them, they probably would have gone ahead and issued a ticket because in Massachusetts it is still illegal to smoke the cannabis in public. It's pretty much illegal
most places to drink alcohol in public too.
True.
To be clear,
it may be illegal to consume it in any way, but I don't have the actual statute in front of me, so I don't know for sure about that. But it would be a little harder to detect somebody popping a candy in their mouth as opposed to, you know, actually lighting up a marijuana cigarette here.
And again, we mentioned the shuttle vans. They're still bringing people from the dispensary back to the parking lot, because here's a look at the cars. Look how many cars are still here tonight. And again, we talked to several people who bought some marijuana, talked to two people who pulled into line just to park at 7:30 this morning. They weren't able to buy their marijuana until 3:15 this afternoon.
My God, that is way more crowded than what it was out in Northampton, which is on the west side of the state. Because, like I said, we got there. He just said 7:30 in the morning. They didn't get the marijuana till 3-ish in the afternoon. We were done and out of there by, 10:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And we had to wait for 3 hours to get in, but either way.
So tonight, Justin Dory, 7 News.
Northampton seeing those long lines as well as Hunter its way to be a part of this marijuana history in the Commonwealth. And today, Northampton's mayor was the first customer to make a purchase. Let's go out to Charmin Sacchetti, who's live in Northampton, with that story and sort of how things are going. Still busy behind you, we see, Charmin.
Still very busy. As of a few hours ago, the company said more than 1,000 people had come through the store and purchased products. Well, I'm looking at this parking lot, and it appears as though there are still hundreds more.
Yep. I believe it.
Applause and cheers greeting the first legal marijuana customers in line at New England Treatment Access in Northampton. Is it worth the wait?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Daquan Hamilton of Northampton says he showed up and waited nearly 8 hours before the store opened its doors.
I really wanted to be the first of mine. I knew that this was going to be, a benchmark, historical moment for the state and the country, and I really wanted to be there.
This is terrific.
This Vietnam veteran from Connecticut broke down in tears after making his first legal purchase.
I'm almost 69, and I've been waiting for this my whole life. I didn't mean to get this emotional, but I broke down in there. It's been a long time waiting. A lot of my buddies never made it.
The very first sale here went to the...
That's pretty,
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah. It's amazing how these news could just pop it right in there and,
He's 69 years old, so he would have been 18, 19 years old in 1969. He's about the age of my father, which, my dad was a hippie in 1969, so that would have been that time frame. And then people thought this was going to be legal in the 70s. There was a movement to legalize it back then, and they thought it was going to happen back then. And now here we are 40 years after that.
Mayor of Northampton, a veteran and supporter of legalized marijuana. He bought a chocolate bar.
My thought was to get, you know, to have it sort of framed in sort of a display case and in my office.
What a square.
Raspberry or watermelon?
Raspberry. The law says you can buy.
Oh, there's Daryl. Daryl showed up with his back to the camera, but unfortunately they didn't interview him. A few of us did get interviewed by different news organizations. Jackie, Daryl's girlfriend, was interviewed by a couple of different. There was the newspaper, the local Gazette, I think it was, and then also PBS television was apparently out there out of Boston, and then WHDH, the one we're playing here, interviewed me as well.
Buy 1 ounce of marijuana in flower form or 5 grams of concentrate. There are dozens of products to choose from, including pre-rolled joints, gummies, brownies, and motion. For a select few, the wait was worth it. They got a price break.
I got the multi-pack, and because I was one of the first 10 people, I got it for $1. So I can't beat that.
Wow.
Yep. Can't beat that.
And the company is open until 10 o'clock tonight, so about 4 hours left to go, at least for tonight's sales. We can tell you that the line is just, it appears, never ending. We're live here in Northampton. Sharman Sacchetti, 7 News.
Yeah. And
if you're planning on buying bud, there are limits on how much pot you can purchase at one time anyway. Under state law, you are limited to only 1 ounce of flower or 5 grams of marijuana concentrate.
That was the buying bud frame that
see all the slang he could use. Pot, bud.
So anyway, that's the coverage.
Weed.
That's some of the coverage from WHDH television out in Massachusetts today. With I'm not going to call it wall to wall, but that was a 7.5 minute long news package with 3 different reporters reporting
from
3 different locations. If this was a half hour long news show, this was a third of their news product today was dedicated to just this one story. It's
and that's out of Springfield.
HDH is in Boston.
Okay.
And if it's about weed, it leads.
At least right now it does, and I think that's great news. So
it's aired in Springfield. It's offsetting the murders. I mean, good Lord.
This is a journalism pun, but whatever.
So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on this epic day for the folks down in Massachusetts, while those of us here in the so-called live-free-or-die state still await any...
Smoking the illegal weed.
But there's a cost to smoke to getting it legally. That's one thing I want to bring up.
What do you mean, what cost?
Well, I mean, did they check anyone's, like, ID?
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, gee, well, or do you think they might be collecting records for that? What aren't you allowed to own or buy if you are a user of an addictive substance?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think there's any evidence that it's an addictive substance.
Well, but that's what they call it. And then they use that to not let people own certain things.
You mean like guns?
Yes, absolutely guns.
All right. So, of course, Massachusetts already doesn't want you to own guns. If you've got a gun in Massachusetts...
And you're not a cop.
Look out. There's more coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 next.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.